I'll be the first to admit that I'm not always abreast of the latest, hottest music. Part of the reason I started accepting and posting readers lists on my site was because I figured that I'd be able to add even more titles to my list of things that I should hear. After looking through lists for 2005, Congotronics is one of those albums that showed up several times, and a couple weeks ago it finally filtered up to the top of my purchases pile. After hearing the album, I realized I should have bought it a lot sooner. Konono No. 1 is a group of musicians founded almost 25 years ago, and now situated in the People's Republic of Congo. The primary instrument of the group is a somewhat rudimentary thumb piano called the lekembe, but they also play percussive instruments made out of old car parts through handmade microphones and megaphones. Their music is raw and pounding and hypnotic as hell. Basically, it landed in my CD player and has been spun many, many times since first hitting the deck. Congotronics is a disc that wastes no time in getting going, as Lufuala Ndanga rumbles out of the gate with a three-pronged lekembe attack leading the way over to ramshackle percussion, overlapping almost chanted vocals, shouts, and whistles. Masekulu changes things up slightly by keeping everything in the higher registers for portions of the track, then dropping the bottom out with rumbling fills from a bass lekembe. Part Kule Kule feels a little bit more traditional, as it peels back the heavier layers a bit to reveal a slightly more melodic side of the instrument, as the players lock in with one another and deliver both subdued moments and bursts of intricate melody. The most musically developed piece on the album is easily Paradiso, which the group recorded while playing a show in Europe. As the lekembe melodies bounce all over the place, a steady beat and rhythm keeps a thumping time as wicked snare bursts rip through the track in several places. It runs 7 minutes long, but wiggles into your head, and once it stops playing, you wish it had gone on for 20. Listen to a lot of what would probably be considered traditional African music, and I've never heard anything quite like this before. It's something that could probably appeal to everyone from fans of Can to Fela to Compact. This is inspiring stuff.